Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. Today, I'm excited to sit down with Anna Heldewang. Anna is founder and CEO of Plan B. And Anna, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Your story, I think, is very interesting in how Plan B came about. First, a little bit about yourself. You're a Hoosier native, right? Give us a little background, Anna.
I am. So Plan B is a precision robotics company. We're focused on helping growers have more control over their crop, especially in areas of productivity and management. We have a focus on pollination, which is a very critical first step in the growth process. Mm-hmm. We hope to minimize the amount of stress that is currently placed on honeybees in order to be transported every single year cross-country in order to pollinate these crops in these monoculture areas.
Okay, so you launched the company in 2017. Shortly after graduation, and I think that's an interesting part of the story in how this this idea and how you got into this business. Talk about how the idea really started and grew from a college project, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So I graduated from Savannah College of Art and Design, and while there, my major was industrial design, and I actually had a minor in marine design. Mm-hmm. So anything further from agriculture mm-hmm. and tech. And while there, in a foundations course, my professor assigned us to create a self-sufficient object that stimulates the growth of plants. So I started researching the basic needs of plants, and I came across pollination and learned about the issues that bees face today in agriculture and wanted to create a product that raises awareness to this issue. So it was a four-week project, and at the end of it, I submitted a concept, a pollinating drone concept. And after the class ended and hearing feedback from my professor and the students in the class, I continued to tinker with it, and it gained some media attention unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated in 2017, I approached a family friend who's a farmer in Indiana, and I asked, can I do this? Can I really create a startup? And he said, yeah, sure, go for it. Mm-hmm. So here I am today.
We'll talk about what you were thinking. Were you nervous? Were you excited? What was the thought process as you launched this company?
Everything, all those feelings. Uh-huh. I didn't know where to begin. And actually, a great resource and where this farmer guided me towards was actually Purdue Foundry and the startup classes that they have there. And so what was so great about Purdue is I actually have no affiliation with Purdue at all. And my father is actually an IU grad, and they still took me in.
They still took you in. Oh, that's great.
So and they were able to teach me about business model canvases and help me to further understand my target market.
I think that's an interesting element. Talk a little bit more about that experience and the benefits you gained from that association with the Purdue Foundry.
I think one of the benefits that I found most valuable and also most surprising was the connections. If I had a question, especially being very new to this industry, it always got answered. So if I had a question, mm-hmm. I asked it to my contact, who then forwarded me on to a professor who didn't have my answer. So then he forwarded me down the line through a chain of emails till I finally found the right professor in the correct department at Purdue. And through that, I was able to gain even more relationships. And I think what impressed me the most is that they didn't ask any questions about, am I a student? Who's mm-hmm. asking this question? What affiliation does she have to Purdue? Everyone was just very generous with their time and their knowledge.
Interesting. You're an up-and-coming ag bioscience entrepreneur, but you have what I think is that unique outsider perspective. How do you think your background in design has helped you in navigating the ag biosciences? Something, as you mentioned earlier, pretty far from where your career path seemingly was going to go. How's the outsider perspective? How's that mm-hmm. helped you?
Well, it's like with anything. You have your advantages and your disadvantages. The disadvantage being that I'm new to the industry. In the beginning, I didn't have an understanding. But that's where you pull in your resources, you ask the stupid questions, and you read books, and that's what Google's for, and you just strap on your boots and hit mm-hmm. the ground running and figure it out. The advantage being that I am unique in this area, and so I'm able to pull my strengths and creativity, such as branding and product design, and I know how to create an emotional connection between the customer and the product.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. all startups have to be ready, have to be quick to adapt, to change when necessary. What are some of the challenges, at least so far, that you faced as an entrepreneur?
We've definitely made pivots in regards to our target market and the actual prototypes itself. But I would say that's pretty normal for a startup as you further understand your customer and the target market and how best to fit your business in with that, with their need.
Have you been able to interact or to network with other ag tech entrepreneurs in the space? And if so, how has that helped just being able to converse and talk and bounce ideas off of others in the space?
It's been very helpful, especially, for example, when you look at Scott Massey, who's the founder of Heliponics, and Ellie Sims, who's the founder of the B Corp. They're a bit further along than I am through the development process. And so it's wonderful that I'm able to talk to them and that I trust their opinions, and because they too have gone down the road before me and am able to lean on them for help and guidance along the way.
As you look at Indiana as a place to grow a business like Plan B, you mentioned the Purdue founder, you mentioned the other innovators you're able to network with. What's your take on the landscape here and the potential for growing companies in the ag tech, ag bioscience space in Indiana?
Massive potential, especially when you look at the Forbes Ag Tech Summit that recently came in the fall. That was a wonderful experience in order to gain new relationships and also as growing older relationships, especially seeing people that I haven't seen since I first entered the industry with a simple prototype and idea, and being able to show them, hey, this is how far I've come. Look how I've grown so quickly in this short amount of time. And it was wonderful to able continue to renew that. As well as having people come in from all over the world for this event and showing them that, you know, we're the Midwest. You don't have to be an entrepreneur and move to a major city like Silicon Valley. We have all the resources and all the opportunities here in this state. And I'm so proud that there's a spotlight shining on this area and that I am able to watch this spotlight grow brighter and brighter every single year.
Very good. What you mentioned the Forbes Ag Tech Summit. You were part of that last year. You just talked a little bit about it. How impactful was that for you to be there and to participate in that summit?
It was a great experience, not only for gaining the new relationships and the older relationships, but I also got to demo my prototype while there, and we had actually a really unique demo. So I also got to demo with Ellie Sims from the B Corp, and so when we presented, we presented it that we're both tackling the same problem, which is the issue with bees. However, we have two separate solutions for that. So it was very fun to be able to gauge the audience and to show them that we can both work in this space and we're supportive of one another.
Did you get feedback from after that presentation?
Yes.
Yeah, what was it like?
It was positive. It was positive. So I showed a few of my prototypes. So I have some drones that I was flying around, and so it was really fun to show them in action and be able to put people in that environment and say this is what the future is going to be like, and it was exciting.
How about the future for Plan B? Now, based in Syracuse, right?
Yes.
What's next? What do you see happening here in the next maybe short term, and then maybe your dreams for longer term for the company?
Mm-hmm. So we are currently in the development phase. We plan to launch by 2021. We have a focus on specialty crops and pollination, and we hope to we're focused on certain crops right now. However, we hope to expand that to other crops in the future, as well as moving the product into other areas of productivity and management, and be able to better help the grower with their needs. And what's wonderful about Indiana and meeting other businesses in this area is that I'm able to collaborate with new ideas and possible ways that we could work together in the future and attach their pieces onto my robotic system.
Final question: what's going to be key in your view to making things happen? Certainly, at some point, investors and those types of things. But as you look at keys to success for Plan B,
Continuing to network, continuing to build off the relationships, continuing to meet with customers and having a better understanding of their day-to-day life and like I said, hit the ground running, get involved and just be a part of the whole experience.
Fascinating story. Anna Heldewang is the founder and the CEO of Plan B, a Syracuse-based company that is going to be doing some exciting things. Anna, thanks for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And thank you for joining us on Season 2 of Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's a weekly production partnership between Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.